completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I encounter in my life and how we can use those experiences to drive great momentum and forward progress in our lives. This week, I'm going to start with a question, and that question is one that seems really easy to answer, but the more I think about it, the harder it is to come up with something I'm satisfied with. And that question is, who are you? And I want you to take a minute to just ask yourself that question in your mind. Who am I? Who am I today? And that question for me came up. I am a huge Frank Sinatra fan. Not a great guy, but a great singer, and I love his music. And I was listening to the song That's Life, and there's a line where he sings out, "I've been a puppet, a poet, a pirate, a pauper, a pawn, and a king." All of those things are things that he mentions that he's been in his life, and I started thinking about some of the things that I've been in my life, and what does any of that mean? I've been maybe not a puppet or a poet, but I've been a Marine, and I've been a fire alarm inspector, and I've been a fast food worker. I've been a financial analyst. I've been a bunch of different things in my life. And all of those things are kind of interesting parts of the story that I have for who I am. But none of them really captures the entire essence of who I am. And that is something that is far outside of the more obvious things of what I do. But who am I, and how did I get to become this person, and how do I make sure that who I am is something that I really want to be? And the more that I thought about this, the more I realized how much that question can be hard to answer. If I take away all of the roles that I've filled and the actions that I've taken, if I take all of those things out of the description for who I am, it became a much more challenging and thought-provoking thing for me to address. And that's what I'd like to address with you today. I'd like you to take this moment, just take a little bit of time to look at your life and extract the things that you've done, extract the roles that you've played, the parts that you've had in the course of your life, and really think about, who are you today? And is that who you want to be? And if that means that you take away, you know, maybe you've been a mother or a father, and that's been something that's been what's defined you in your mind for a long time, or maybe you're an executive or a student, take all of those things out of how you describe who you are, and then ask yourself the question, who am I? And as you find yourself thinking about that, and probably very similar to me, feeling a little bit stumped about what in the world is this guy talking about and what does this mean? Of course, I'm a mother, son, father, daughter, whatever those things are. Yes, they're a part of who you are. And that's where I really want to focus, is they're a part of all of the story that's made you who you are today. And today you are a whole and complete person that's made up of all of these parts, but none of them are who you truly are. And oftentimes I've found myself defining myself by what it is that I've done and what I've been able to accomplish, the titles that other people have given me, instead of focusing on just the core of who I am. And who I am is a person that provides real value into the world, because I'm the only one of me that's out there. And if I define myself by these roles that other people have addressed and used to describe the role that I'm playing, then I find that I leave myself sold short in many cases, because yes, I have been all of those things, and all of those things roll into this incredible story that is part of who I am. And I love all of those parts of my story, and none of those parts of my story define me. But each one of them is critical in putting together the whole picture of who I am. If I go back to the Sinatra song, I may not be a puppet or a poet. I may not be a pirate or a pauper or a pawn or a king. I may not be any of those things. But if that is all part of my story, then that's life. That's who I am. I'm alive. That's what I am today. And who I am is I am a unique person who's playing their role in the course of the universe. And in this moment in time, in history, I'm the only one of me, and I'm the only one of me that ever has been and ever will exist in this exact same way with these exact same background. And by using only the language that describes the parts and the roles that I've played, I find that I leave out all of the other pieces. And this is especially important when you're trying to grow and develop and become a better version of that person that you know that you can be, is that when you look at yourself and you say, I am this role, you never give yourself the chance to take that next step and do something great. Even if it's a great thing that you're describing yourself as, maybe you are a successful professional with a happy relationship and a great family, and you have all of these things, and it's easy for you to say, I am a whatever the profession that you have. I am a firefighter. I am a teacher. I am a finance manager. I am whatever those things are. And maybe that's a great spot for you, but that's just a part of what you are. And if you use that to define you, then you can find yourself leaving behind all of the parts that don't look like that, and you aren't going to be able to capture the highest and best use for yourself, that you're going to only use those parts that describe what you're doing today, and you leave those things behind. And for me, I've been thinking about that lately as things are going pretty good for me, that I'm in a good spot professionally. I've got a good relationship. I'm making progress on the things that I want to be doing in my life, and I'm moving towards my dreams and my goals. And I feel pretty good about that. And I've sometimes found myself starting to use those things to define myself and saying, I am a CFO, I am a husband, I am a whatever the things are that are going in my life. I am moving towards my dreams. And then I leave behind the parts where maybe things weren't as good, the things that motivated me and pushed me to get me to where I am today. And as I leave those parts out, when I define myself by these simple things, that no, I don't want to define myself by my past either, but I need to carry it with me in a way that I can just look at as a reminder of where I've come from and how far I've progressed and what changes have already happened in my life, and how all of those things that drove those changes and inspired me to make moves are still part of who I am today, that I'm not just this person who's made this progress and who is where I stand today. I'm also the person who felt hurt by my family and felt alone and didn't know what to do in my life. I also am the person who made terrible choices and drank too much and partied too much and wasted time and energy and effort and money all over the place, that all of those things, I can't leave that behind, because that is part of who I am, that there's this entire lifetime of experiences and effort that have woven a tapestry of who I am today. And I have to carry all of that with me because otherwise I'm going to be incomplete as I'm going into whatever it is that I'm going into. And I'm going to find myself leaving behind pieces of me that even if I succeed 100% with the pieces I brought along, I'm still going to be selling myself short. And it's so easy to want to leave behind all of those parts that have those bad memories, those negative connotations in our minds. I know that there are things that I am sure not proud of. There are pieces of my story, of my history, that if I could hand them off to somebody else, I would sure think hard about it because I don't feel good about that person. I don't feel good about some of the choices that I've made and the places that I've been and the things that I've done. I've done some dumb stuff over the course of my life. I've done some embarrassing things over the course of my life. I've done some things that don't align with who I know that I really am. And I don't want those things to be forefront, and I'm not going to make them forefront, but they are a part of who I am. I don't want to feel alone and lost and confused, and I don't need to feel that way, but I need to remember that I felt that way, and I need to carry that with me as part of my story for who I am today, because otherwise, I'm always going to be just leaving a little bit out. And if I keep moving forward and I keep leaving those pieces behind, I can shift and I don't have to live as that person anymore. I don't have to live in that role anymore, but it has to come with me. It's the shadow self that we want to leave behind, that we want to put behind the facade of who we look like today, where everything maybe looks good to the outside, and that's wonderful, and we need to celebrate that and enjoy that. But that doesn't mean that the rest of everything else that's happened in our lives gets left behind. That just means that we've moved into a new place, but we carry those pieces of our history with us. We carry those pieces of our story, and those pieces of our story are the things that will really allow us to have a significant impact on the world and in other people's lives and drive change and motivate and inspire people around us and have a real true influence where if all that you are is one title, one role, one part that you've played, and that's the only thing that you use to define your entire self. There's 100,000 or 1 million or 1 billion of people that would also use that or could also use that to define themselves. And you take away everything that's unique about you. You take away your story. You take away the power that comes in your life from your past experiences, from the things that make you uniquely you, that nobody else can put together all of those exact pieces at the exact time in the exact place with the exact other people involved. All of that is a completely unique thing to you that if you leave it behind, now you've just diminished your value by not taking all of that experience and knowledge and wonderful pieces of your story that even if they don't feel good and even if it's not something that you look at with pride, you can look at it with pride that you've moved on from there. You can look at it with pride that you've been able to forgive or heal or overcome whatever the obstacles that have been in your way are. And as you ask yourself the question, who am I today? Who you are today is the collection of every single thing that you've ever done, seen, been through, experienced in your life. And you're this wonderful, incredible, unique person, this human being that brings such great value into the world. And you have the opportunity to do things that nobody's ever done before. And it doesn't matter if you're what somebody else has titled as successful. It doesn't matter if you're a scientist or an expert or whatever, all of those things, if that's what you are, great. That's your story and that's incredible and that's wonderful. And bring all of those parts into your life that make you a whole and complete person. And if you're not, that's also great. You still have a totally unique story that can provide value that nobody else can into the world. And you need to use that entire life that you have. You are life. You are a unique and powerful being in this place in the universe and in the history of all time. For some reason, you exist just the way that you are today. And that by itself is a wonderful and incredible thing. And that in itself is who you are. You are you. And that is what drives the value. You are you, which means your all of your life experience, your wins, your losses, your hurts, your wonderful experiences, anything else like that, all of that is who you are. Stop using titles that other people define to describe who you are when you're looking at yourself and trying to determine your value, your worth, because all of those things are just words and they don't really capture all of the great experience and everything that you have to bring, that you bring to the world and that have been a part of your life. So when you ask yourself, who are you? You may be a whole bunch of different things, and all of them are critical to really defining who you are today. Who you are is the person who you are, and I think that that's just a wonderful and a beautiful thing, and I hope that you do too. Thanks for tuning into my podcast today. I really appreciate it when you tune in. If you liked what you heard today, want to find out more, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Have a great week. Be who you are and go out there and crush it.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.